Welcome to Kevin's English Room Podcast.
Hey guys.
Hello. Alright. Let's pick the very last episode that we get. Like our latest.
Latest one?
Yeah.
Alright.
Okay. That's like plus. So. Okay, pick this one.
Okay.
This is from Nako-san.
Nako-san.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Yama-chan san, Kevin san, konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Nako desu.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yama-chan, Magora, second drive, otsukaresama deshita. Mm-hmm. Dai seikou, omedetou gozaimashita. Meccha kakko yokatta desu. Thank you so much. Thank you. Mm-hmm. さて大好評シリーズ1週間イギリスの食事生活に挑戦された KR の皆さんなのですが、先日世界の料理を紹介するウェブサイト Taste Atlas が世界のまずい料理ワースト100を発表しました。
Okay.
2024年の第1位に選ばれたのはタイのゲーンタイプラー魚の腎臓カレーでした。Okay. 2位はアイスランドのハカール、サメの肉の塩漬け。
うん、
3位はエジプトのフェシック、ボラを乾燥させて発酵させ塩漬けにしたもの。
Okay.
と、ここまで、材料が魚のものが続くのですが、なんと5位にアメリカ、ルーサーバーガー。
Oh. ルーサーバーガー
?Remember?
Luther? Did it ring a bell?
Yeah, the one is the donut within like fried...
Oh.
Use a bun as an...
So, using donuts as buns.
Yeah. Didn't we do that?
I remember doing that.
Yeah. そうね、バンズの代わりにシュガーレイズドドーナツを使ったベーコンチーズバーガーが選ばれました。
Mm-hmm.
一つ食べるだけで1000キロカロリー以上で世界で最も不健康なバーガーと言われているらしいです。
Yeah.
ケビンさんの故郷、故郷ジョージア州でも提供されているお店があるようですが、ケビンさんは食べたことがありますか？ちなみに7位にはイギリスのうなぎのゼリー寄せ。
Yeah. お
!7 位。
うなぎパイ、no?
Yeah, うなぎジャリー。
Oh, yeah.
26位に、悪魔の、that's like kidney, deviled kidneys.
Okay.
Yeah.
A kidney pie, maybe?
Yeah.
No? Okay.
で、54位にイギリスのマーマイトがランクインしていました。
Ooh, okay.
100位までに KR のイギリス動画に登場したものが3つも入っているとは。いかに1週間 KR のお三方が体を張って動画を作る努力をされたのかが分かりました。
Mm-hmm.
視聴者である私は動画に登場した比較的癖のなさそうな安全であろう料理を再現したり、お店に食べに行ったりして楽しませてもらっています。なんかすみません。
Mm-hmm.
とはいえ1週間〇〇の食事シリーズ、次回はどこの国の食事なのかと期待しています。季節の変わり目ですので、お三方ともお体に気をつけてお過ごしくださいね。応援しています。
Nice.
Yeah.
Luther Burger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we did that, no?
Yeah, I think we remember
talked about using
that.
Donuts
yeah.
as buns and yeah. trying them. And I guess it wasn't so bad, I remember.
Yeah, as far as I remember, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it was like, you know, mak, I don't know, like the mak guriru, mak...
Yes, yes.
Guriru, mak... glitch here.
yeah.
Glitch in here. Mak guriru.
Guridoru.
Yes. yeah, guridoru.
Yeah, that was yeah. like breakfast...
Breakfast, yeah. sweet and savory yeah. combos, yeah. right?
Like burgers with the honey sauce.
That's right.
Those ones.
Similar vibe.
Mm. And it wasn't that terrible to me.
I would have it right now.
Yeah.
I don't know why you sort of hesitate to agree with me there, Yama-chan, that...pause you had was very
those things including
betrayal
no I mean including the makaguridoru
mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of those combos
oh sweet and savory
yeah so that's why but
I see
but okay. that wasn't terrible at all like
yeah
it's a good zone you know
that's right
so goi
wow I wonder who rated it like
yeah
from which country did that persongrow up in, right?
True, that's true.
I think that matters a lot. I think from our experience of eating a lot of food, our sort of like consensus would be like, it really matters what you grew up with.
Yeah,
right?
That's right.
Like if you didn't grow up with natto, you're going to hate natto.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you grew up with Vegemite, then you're going to be okay with Vegemite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Taste Atlas. Worst 10の worst lane これかな。Yeah, because even those like top ranked fish things, fish dishes, for those people who raised with those fishes, then they would be very
they'll be fine with it.
Happy eating those.
Yeah.
これはね、I don't know where this
is. That a dot com?
Yeah, dot com.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't see.
Okay. Where. Well.
Yeah. But I saw a different article, and then says in like 100 years later from now.
Okay.
You know, there's a Michelin.
Michelin, yeah.
Top restaurants are ranked and
right.
You know, yeah. Starred.
That's and right. Then, yeah.
For 100 years later from now, there are most of the Michelin ranked restaurants were replaced by African food restaurants.
Really?
Yeah. It's half science fiction article, so right. It's not the you know. It's fun one.
Yeah. But well, what's the logic behind that?
Yeah, because African people, they have like many large growth of population now.
Okay.
And then from now, like 100 years later, then the amount of like population will be like way bigger than that now. So majority of the earth will be like African people. And then so that like average criticism of taste will like move to those African sense of taste.
I see.
So yeah.
I see.
So that changes whole like what's delicious, what's not delicious.
Oh, I see.
Will be like changed.
Wow.
Yeah, that was interesting.
That is interesting. Yeah, oh, okay. I see. African.
Yeah. Now you know many French, Italian.
Yeah.
Well, Japanese, of course, is like top rated, but like, change it, maybe, is what article says.
I see.
Yeah.
Do you like French?
I do.
What's your favorite French food?
I like, well, many things, but pâté is one thing I was very loved. You know, the one you put it with the bread?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Is that your most favorite French food?
And ratatouille, you know the like a soup thing,
soup? Okay.
Tomato based. Right.
Okay.
Oh, I like bouillabaisse.
Bouillabaisse.
Like fish soup.
Okay.
Might be strange for some people, but you got like special taste on it.
So out of that, the only taste that I know that I've ever tasted is the pâté.
Pâté. Okay.
So I'm gonna ask you on that.
You don't like pâté?
When you compare pâté versus like, I don't know, a cheeseburger.
Okay.
Which one do you like better? Generally.
So cheeseburger is bigger than pâté.
All right. Let me change the question then.
Okay.
Like a mini-sized cheeseburger. Do you like a pâté or like a bite-sized cheeseburger? Which one do you like better?
I say pâté.
Okay. Fair.
Yeah. All right.
Next question.
Okay.
Do you like pâté more or do you like bite-sized EAK ramen?
It's very different.
Very different. Yeah. Yes, very different. But which one would you crave more often?
So that means you want to bite-size something, right?
Mm-hmm.
That then pâté. Okay. But if you're very hungry and you only have one dish,
I see.
Then pâté is too small.
I see.
So I go, obviously, yeke, but...
I see.
Yeah. But I like the taste of it.
You like the taste of pâté?
Yeah, so...
All right.
Especially the pork ones.
Especially the pork ones.
Yeah.
I see.
Pork pâté.
How... Okay. Sushi versus pâté.
That's a good question. One nigiri versus pâté.
Sure.
Pâté.
Yeah.
One, right?
That's right.
That's a good question. Because I love sushi. If it's ebi.
If it's ebi?
Yeah, I pick sushi.
Okay.
If it's... it depends on the neta. Yeah, ebi, マグロ、
うん、
some 炙り、no I don't know, no 炙り、yeah it depends on the neta, so
okay,
yeah,
so got it,
yeah, it's a good, great bottle then, I guess.
So my point,
yeah, okay,
was that I don't, maybe French isn't that good, was my kind of point.
Okay,
like
okay.
it's just for the higher ranking people only is what I thought, you know, like average.My thought was average people don't like French.
Mm.
They would prefer something more casual.
I see.
Is I my see. Thought.
I see.
But I guess you actually like the food.
Yeah. But,
like you most of the time preferred pâtés over all the other casual stuff. So.
Yeah. But the thing is, I don't all the time eat the pâtés, right? Mm-hmm. For example, for lunch.
Okay.
I don't go French,
mm-hmm.
but yekés or like.
Yeah.
Casual sushi, like hamburgers.
So
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's
more... In terms of frequencies, then you would choose the casual ones.
Yeah.
But in terms of like just flavor itself.
You
actually like the flavor itself and then you think it's good.
Yeah, I like it. And also French is not like something like provided with by with one dish thing.
Uh-huh, it's always a course menu.
Yeah, it's including all the...
It's the whole experience.
Yeah.
From the beginning, the opener to the end. Yeah.
That's a different...
I see. So it's like a story.
So if you're very hungry and you need something, then you go Chinese restaurant, eat chahan, that's way better than waiting like 2 hours course.
Yeah.
Or like going to the hamburgers and just buy it. And that's...
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I see. Yeah.
And they're very expensive sometimes.
They are very expensive most of the times.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. I have a French place, kind of close to my place.
Mm.
And then wanted to go there for lunch, but it was like 2,000 yen. It's like, fuck. The fuck we'd go there for lunch, 2,000 yen.
Yeah. That's...I mean, I get the point, because some Frenchies are, like, too expensive, and then some of the restaurants are, because they are expensive, they are in the top ranked.
Should be the other way around.
Yeah, right? because it's expensive and famous, people go there.
Yeah, right.
Not only the flavors, but like the names.
The status.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, yeah, that's...True. That's included in the world. So true.
I recently saw a video of someone who's like eating lunch at a popular high-end place is a good strategy because most of the lunches don't go over like 2,000 or 3,000.
Yeah.
But at dinner times, it's like endless. It could go up to like 2,000, 3,000.Right, these high-end places. But for lunch, you get the same quality, you get the same service, but it's still like 3,000. So it's a good strategy.
Yeah,
that's what I heard. I heard that from a foreigner who loves Japan, that goes to Japan often.
Yeah.
So I learned something.
Oh, great. From Poland.
From tourists.
Nice.
It's Japan.
Yeah. And then you try to French and then cost 2,000.
Yep. Did not work that out.
Yeah, well, that's a good strategy.
Good strategy, though. Yeah, I thought it was a really good idea.
Yeah, true.
Wow. Yeah.
Like not only French's, but like sushi restaurants.
Yeah, in any high-end place in Japan, right? True. It works for all that. Yeah.
True.
Right.
It's very different.
Very different, right? Like, pricings are very different.
That's true.
Yeah. All right. So, thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.